Welcome to the Hoosier Report with Matt Dennison.
It's Indiana.
Watford for the win! Yes! Yes! Unbelievable!
Your daily home for complete coverage of the Indiana Hoosiers and sports from a Southern Indiana perspective.
Welcome to Indiana basketball.
Smart takes the shot! And the Hoosiers with 3 seconds. Go ahead.
Indiana wins the championship. Keith Smart is the hero.
When my time on earth is gone and my activities here are past, I want they bury me upside down and my critics can kiss my
Now here's your host, Matt Dennison.
It's Indiana. What I feel is the pinnacle, the absolute pinnacle of all of college basketball.
Hello, welcome in Friday edition of the program, and Indiana has a new recruit officially in the fold. Armand Franklin of Indianapolis Cathedral, Purdue was his leader. It appeared for the longest time, but after that final visit to the Boilermakers campus over the weekend, there was a delay in his decision. A lot of people wondered and thought that Indiana may have closed the deal strong in their official visit a few weekends ago, and that's exactly what happened yesterday evening. I think it was around 7 o'clock or so, Armand tweeting out that we are committed, a picture of him and his mother. He was wearing an Indiana uniform. I'm sure that picture taken on his official visit a few weeks ago. But that's the big news. And, you know, Armand Franklin isn't and won't be the biggest recruit that Archie Miller gets. Obviously, Romeo Langford would take that title to this point, and I think that that will hold for a number of years given the type of player that Romeo is and what we all think he'll do his freshman year and what we all think he's capable of accomplishing even beyond college basketball. But I think you got to step back, and I said this basically yesterday, just the fact that it became a tough decision for Armand Franklin became Indiana and Purdue when it was so heavily thought that he was headed to the Boilermakers. But I think you have to be pleased more than anything with this. I mean, obviously, Franklin's a 6'4" combo guard. He can play a number of different positions on the floor. There are a lot of things about him to be excited about. There are a lot of attractive pieces to his game. He's a player that's gotten better. He's a player that's been on the radar for a lot of schools for a long time. I mean, there's a lot of reasons to be excited about him being an Indiana Hoosier. But to me, the biggest thing, if you follow the Hoosiers each and every day and you like the recruiting talk that we have here on the program and you follow the nuts and bolts of this program, it's that Archie Miller can recruit. You know, we can't fully talk about his X's and O's. He's been the Hoosiers coach for a season. I'm sure that there were a lot of moments where you liked what you saw. I'm sure there were some moments where you were refreshed in the change between how Archie Miller handles situations, like defense specifically, compared to the previous coaching staff. And I'm sure that maybe as a fan you have the right to be questioning at times. I don't know what he did there. I wonder why he put this player in at this time. But I think it would be really hard for anybody to have any concerns at all at this point about the guy's ability to recruit. He landed Romeo Langford. Obviously, that goes without saying what a big deal that was. But on a recruitment like Armand Franklin, he was able to push the Hoosiers ahead in the final weeks of that recruitment. He was able to close the deal. You hear so much about official visits, and you can wine and dine. That's kind of the term that goes along with that legally. You can wine and dine your players to a certain extent that are on your campus. There's no question that the official visit he took for the 48 hours that he could spend on campus closed the deal, and maybe even surpassed Purdue and then closed the deal for Indiana in that one visit, in that one meeting with him. And, of course, there were multiple trips around campus and dinners together, I'm sure. But I think that Indiana fans, that's become the story of Archie Miller as we enter season two of the Archie Miller era, is he can recruit. And if he can recruit and he can close these deals on big-time prospects, and if he can make Indiana attractive, even more attractive than maybe on paper what it's been, if he can close deals with middle talent, upper talent, in-state talent, obviously he's going to give himself a real chance to be extremely successful at Indiana. But to me, that's the story. Armand Franklin, a great in-state pickup. Indianapolis Cathedral, it's a great program. I've mentioned a couple times they've got some young talent in that program right now that I think we'll be talking about very soon that Indiana and other schools are probably already aware of, probably already communicating with in means that they can at this point. There's so many reasons that it's a big deal for Indiana to get him. I think he's got a relationship with Trace Jackson Davis. He's another in-state guy that knows Keon Brooks. They like him. The players interact, you can tell, with each other on Twitter. He had a lot of responses from some of those guys last night congratulating him on his decision to go to Indiana. But I tell you, Archie Miller can recruit. It's hard to debate that. I don't think anybody would even attempt to do that right now. He is getting it done for Indiana in-state. And I saw something last night, a breakdown of in-state players, and I'll try to find it and bring it up later in the program. But he's done just a tremendous job closing the borders of Indiana. You're never going to get 100%. And, of course, the 2019 class moving forward with Trace Jackson Davis and Keon Brooks, those two big targets still out there right now. Who knows what's going to happen and how that all will actually play out. Will Indiana get one? Will Indiana get two? But if they get both of those guys with Armand Franklin, that's just, to me, an unbelievable tear over 2 years with what he got in 2018 and 2019. But regardless what happens, again, I'll say it, Archie Miller can recruit, and we think he can coach, and I think Indiana's got a bright future ahead, and it's exciting to think about with Romeo there and all the pieces beginning to fall together, what this program 2, 3, 4 years down the road could look like if things continue down the path that they are now with recruiting and with turnaround and change on the court with the body improvements, the physical improvements that we talk so much about with Cliff Miller off the court. But no question about it that Indiana's a program on the rise for many reasons. A lot of excitement about what's going on in Bloomington. And I tell you what, last night I wasn't surprised at all. I said this yesterday as well. There were a lot of people that had said Purdue for a long time, people that come on this show that might tell you, yeah, he's favoring Purdue over Indiana. They may not tell you all the details or who's telling you what, but the night before, there was sure some indication that Indiana was maybe going to get a chance to get a commitment from him over the next couple days, and that obviously is what happened last night. So wanted to open the show with that. Archie Miller, he's a recruiter, man. It's going to be exciting to see what happens with the rest of this 2019 class. Now Indiana also has some decisions to make. Obviously, Keon Brooks and Trace Jackson Davis are still 1A, 1B, 1A, 1-1A, whatever you want to call them. But there could be some decisions to make as far as Brandon Newman and some other players. That's something that we'll talk about as well down the road with Armand Franklin in the fold, some of the other 2018 guys obviously in the fold from the guard position. So anytime you get a commitment, you're probably going to fall with somebody else. Will Brandon Newman be that person? Will Purdue maybe get him? Will they become his leader? Will he commit there after he finishes his visits coming up? Will Indiana stay in contention from him? That's going to be something that will be interesting to follow. Welcome into the show. Friday means high school football tonight. It also means a lot of hours on the radio for me, but we enjoy it, and we just hope the weather holds out. We've had some sketchy weather to begin this high school football season. The first 2 weeks, there were stormy, rainy-type conditions all the way up until game time, but for the most part, it cleared out for the games. Last week, obviously, that wasn't the case. We had a lot of games that were delayed until later in the evening, 8:30, 8:45 kickoffs. In some cases, we were in here very late. You were probably at a game very late last Friday. And the weather this weekend is not supposed to be good. The remnants of hurricane-type rain and leftovers coming through the Midwest basically all weekend long. And so we'll see if the weather can hold off tonight for week four of high school football. Our feature games tonight on the Big X: New Albany hosting Bedford North Lawrence, a big Hoosier Hills Conference game. Justin Kalen will be at that game. We'll also have access to the North Harrison at Charlestown big Mid-Southern Conference game from Mike Beck, who will be there, and I'll be in studio with scores and updates, and we'll take you around to both of those games and beyond. We'll have call-in reports from some of the other area games as well. So going to be a lot of fun. This is a real meaningful night of high school football. Not only will we learn a lot more about some of these teams and big game situations, but they also will impact conference standings will be impacted tonight as well. A couple big weeks of high school football. They're all big, but the next couple especially big as we see how things are going to shake out here in the conferences locally and just with the pecking order of teams here in Clark and Floyd County. Don't forget, Kentuckiana Football Fridays tonight. We start at 6 o'clock with our kickoff show. I'll tell you more about who will be on with me later. And then we've got the play-by-play coverage rotating around to the big games in the area, kind of like a red zone type coverage. We're going to try to get you as many touchdowns and big plays on as possible. Lots of scores, constant scores and updates. And then when it's all done, we've got the scoreboard show with scores, highlights, interviews, coaches calling in, media calling in to talk about games on both sides of the river, also on 93.9 The Ville tonight. Let's take a look at the guest lineup. It's a service of Honey Baked Ham in New Albany. Joining me here in just a bit, after we get through some news and headlines very quickly, presented by Hoopster Sports Grill in Jeffersonville, will be Indianapolis Cathedral coach Jason Delaney. He's the coach of Armand Franklin. He also coached this summer Keon Brooks and Trace Jackson Davis. He's been on this program numerous times. Good dude, good coach, and he's going to come on to tell us all about Armand Franklin, give us a little insight into that recruitment coming up later in the show. Also, later today, we'll be joined on this Friday program here coming up in the second half of the show by Kyle Neddenrip of the Indianapolis Star. Some basketball with Kyle, a little football with Kyle when he's with us, and that will take us through the hour today here on the Hoosier Report. That's the guest lineup, a service of Honey Baked Ham in New Albany. Mention the Hoosier Report. You'll get $1 off your boxed lunch at Honey Baked Ham in New Albany. Let's take a look at some Hoosier headlines very quickly. A summary of the day's top IU and Southern Indiana sports news presented by Hoopster Sports Grill in Jeffersonville. The Armand Franklin commitment is the big deal. That does give us the opportunity to look at scholarship numbers for the 2019 and 20 season, that class, I should say. That gives for next year Indiana basically one scholarship opening. Now, that will change with graduations and players potentially leaving the program for the NBA and those sorts of things. But if you look at the column, and Alex Bozich has it laid out probably the neatest and the nicest at InsideTheHall.com on his scholarship numbers page, you look at the 2019-20 season, that class, that roster, as it stands now with Franklin's commitment, one opening. Of course, that includes Lankford on the roster, obviously coming back for next season. That is, I think, probably not much of a possibility, to be quite honest. But so anyhow, with that, and Franklin also the first commitment in the 2019 class to Indiana. So always interesting to keep a look at those numbers in each class. When you've got one and dones potentially, that can always affect things, obviously. Transfers, if someone unhappy with their playing time or whatever the case may be, those numbers can change. But Indiana does have a little bit of limitations as far as what they can accept in the 2019 class with Franklin on board. You know, Tom Crean would never stop recruiting. He would take commitments and figure out scholarship situations later down the road. But it is interesting to see how this works out for the 2019-2020 season. There would technically be, with Lankford in the fold, one scholarship open left at this point. Also, a couple other things to get to in the headline segment. Most of the TV designations and the start times, all the Big Ten games basically, and most of the preseason games have been announced. Yesterday, a couple days ago maybe, they announced the start time of the Big Duke game, November 27th, 9:30 p.m. That's going to be a prime time start for that game. Hoosier Hysteria, that start time also announced. It's going to be 4 p.m. on September 29th. The Southern Indiana exhibition game on November 1st, that's going to be a 7 p.m. start. First non-conference game of the season, Chicago State, a 6:30 p.m. start. And, of course, the first Big Ten game, Northwestern, on December 1st. That's a 5 o'clock start. Louisville game, December 8th, 2:30 p.m. afternoon start on Fox. But interesting to look through it. Now you can kind of start to plan your schedule, maybe some tailgating, maybe some pregame festivities around your plans for IU basketball games now that the game times, at least most of them, I think the majority of them, have been announced. If there are any that haven't been announced, it's just very, very few, which obviously they would have to do with TV designations that still have not been worked out. A couple other things. I mentioned the IU-Duke game, 9:30 tip. A lot of people had been curious about that. High school football tonight, the lineup's a good one. I mentioned Bedford North Lawrence at New Albany, one of our feature games. I mentioned North Harrison at Charlestown, another game we'll be following. Floyd Central on the road tonight at Seymour. Could be a decent game. Seymour challenged Jeffersonville, was able to get past them a few weeks ago. Had a big loss last week to Columbus East. Also, Jeffersonville, they're trying to get back in the winning way, and they should have a great opportunity to do so tonight. The Red Devils will play host to Madison. Clarksville Town Championship tonight. Clarksville at Providence. It appears the Clarksville football program is beginning to make some progress forward. Still a long way to go. Providence, after a tough start to the season, playing the bigger schools, they are going to have an opportunity, I'd say, to reel off a number of wins coming up here over the next few weeks, heading into the postseason later this year. Rock Creek is at Crawford County, and that's a look at the games in Clark Floyd County High School football tonight that we'll be tracking on Kentuckiana Football Friday. That's the Hoosier Headlines, a look at the top news of the day, the headlines of the day, presented by Hoopsters Sports Grill in Jeffersonville. Hoopsters is your hometown sports grill where for hometown fans watch hometown teams play. Hoopsters was voted as best sports bar and best place to watch sports by the News and Tribune's Reader's Choice Awards. Hoopsters in Jeffersonville, where fun happens. We'll head to a commercial break. We're back with Indianapolis Cathedral coach Jason Delaney. We'll talk all about Armon Franklin, the player he is, the potential he has, and how Coach Delaney thinks he got to an Indiana decision that he announced last night. That's coming up next right here on a Friday edition of the Hoosier Report with Matt Dennison.
We're back on the Hoosier Report with Matt Dennison. Join Matt daily at 11 a.m. and 3 p.m. for complete coverage of the Indiana Hoosiers and sports from a Southern Indiana perspective.
I'll handle this the way I want to handle it now that I'm here. You f***ed it up to begin with. Now just sit there or leave. I don't give a f*** what you do. Now, back to the game.
Here's Matt Dennison.
And we're back on this Friday edition of the program. Jason Delaney, the coach of Indianapolis Cathedral, the coach of Armon Franklin, joins us in this segment. This segment is presented by Coffee Crossing. Coffee Crossing wants you to stop by on your way now that schools are back in session for coffee, on your way to drop the kids off, or come stay a while once the kids are safely at their desk. Either way, let Coffee Crossing brighten your day. Coach Delaney, you were great to have on over the summer to talk not only about Armon, but to talk about your experience coaching Trace Jackson Davis, Keon Brooks, and some other big name IU targets on the Indy Heat team that competed at the EYBL in the Nike Peach Jam. A lot of fun tracking your progress there. And now we have you on to talk about Armon Franklin, who committed to Indiana last night. I don't know at a certain point if I thought we'd have this conversation, because a lot of people thought Armon Franklin was headed to Purdue, but I don't think there's any question about it. Down the stretch, that official visit that Armon took to the Bloomington campus a few weeks ago, and the way this recruiting closed by Archie Miller and his staff obviously had some big reasons, some big impact on maybe why Armon chose Indiana. Is that fair to say?
First and foremost, thank you for the hospitality again. Thanks for having me on, and especially to talk about such a great young man. The official visit kind of sealed the deal. He went down there and had a outstanding visit. And I think one of the biggest keys of that was he built relationships with Romeo and Rob Fennessy, and those relationships extended past the visit to a friendship. And that meant a lot to him. I mean, while he was there, he got a chance to see Coach Schilling working with the guards and see their skill development, which for Armon, he didn't blow up on the scene on AAU. It was the last year of just working on skill development here. And, for a guy like that, when you're watching that, you see kind of how you've gotten to this stage. And that becomes one of the most important core fundamentals that you're looking at when choosing a school. And Coach Miller and his staff stayed on it the entire time. And, the big stage at IU, it's a blue blood, and just that opportunity to play there, I think, really sold him.
Talking with Jason Delaney, he's Armon Franklin's coach at Indianapolis Cathedral. Were you surprised when he told you he was going to pick Indiana, that Indiana had maybe made up some ground and impressed him that much during his official visit that he was going to commit there?
A bit, yeah, because, you know, IU was kind of late in the offering, you know, compared to Xavier and Purdue. But, you know, as time goes on, I mean, IU has that draw to it. I mean, you go into Assembly Hall and you know, the scoreboard, the videos get going, the crowd starts roaring. I mean, it's really hard not to, you know, see yourself playing there. I mean, it's just got an electric atmosphere, and that draws kids in. How, you know, the players are viewed on campus, you know, rivals a lot of, you know, major schools. You know, when I was coaching Trey Lyles, which I know is not very popular with IU fans, but, you know, we went down to Big Blue Madness and just see how those players were treated. You know, IU has that same effect when those guys are walking around campus and Hoosier Stereo and all of that. You know, it's just at a huge level.
Jason Delaney, coach at Indianapolis Cathedral, our guest. We talked about this, and you did a great job, I thought, explaining Armaan Franklin's game and his potential for the future. But he's an intriguing player for Indiana, for the Big Ten Conference level, because at 6'4", a combo guard, he can play a number of different positions.
He is, and he's actually 6'5", so I don't want to short him his inch there. But, you know, the great thing about Armaan, you know, and most fans really don't know him, because he burst onto the scene. I mean, as a freshman player, he played JV. Then, you know, he played a forward position his sophomore year, wasn't here at Cathedral. And then last year, all of a sudden, midway through our season, just burst onto the scene. And so a lot of fans really don't know him or his game. And he is a kid who is a prime example of just continuing to work hard. You know, I used him as an example with our young men, about, hey, if you're playing JV as a freshman, that's not the end of the world. You know, everyone wants to play right away. But here's a living example of a guy who now just chose a major school to go to just by continuing to work hard and believing in the process. And so Armaan is a guy, when I describe him, is a program guy who you want on your team, because he has the desire and you know, tenacity to want to play defense. Like, that's where he really makes a difference, is on the defensive end, because he's 6'5", got a great wingspan. He's done a great job with our strength and conditioning coach, Cody Johnson, in the last year of increasing his bench press by over 60 pounds. He's put on muscle and lean mass, and so he can guard 1 through 3. He can post up on the offensive end. He can run point guard like he did for us last year, and he can just do so many things. I mean, I will tell you, watching our workouts so far these last 2 weeks, and with the new rules here in Indiana where we can actually, in that 2-hour span, coach, we have about 13 minutes after all our skill work that we let the guys do a controlled 5-on-5 half court so we can see our offense. And one, his team has not lost yet in 2 weeks, and two, I would tell you, I told someone this last week, he looked every bit of Mr. Basketball in these workouts, which, you know, that's the Knicks' goal now. And he's got, you know, Trace Jackson Davis, who's going to be really hard to beat out for that. But we believe, you know, we get a head-to-head matchup and some other things with our schedule. But, I mean, he's stepping behind screens and knocking down threes. He's being able to post up with a step back in that post to shoot over a defender. He's being able to go down the lane and score and then find guys. Rab Johns came in yesterday, and there was a span where he hit 4 threes and that step back in the post, and then won the game on about a 22-foot three-point shot. And he does it all within the flow of an offense. You know, you watch some guys that are hunting shots. They're going to take a shot if it's a good, bad shot, whatever. But Armaan is a guy who shoots within the flow of the offense. He gets his points that way. And then if he doesn't have a good shot, he's going to set somebody else up to get a good shot. He is just a guy, I say a program guy, meaning that he's a guy, character-wise, work ethic, student, just a player that you want in your program, that he's going to make guys better. And I don't think enough people have seen him play yet, so this is huge for him.
Jason Delaney, head coach at Indianapolis Cathedral, is our guest. We're talking about Armon Franklin's commitment to Indiana that happened last night on Thursday evening. You know, when I heard you talk, and we had you on, I think, right after Armon was offered a scholarship, you guys had just played at IU's team camp back in late June. And when I heard you talk then, read some other comments you've had to say about Armon, and hearing you again today, the most exciting part is his ceiling, perhaps, because he's getting better, he's coming into his own, and that has to make you even excited, not just for his college future at Indiana, but for his senior year at Cathedral. You've got a guy that has really come into his own and is a big-time player.
He is. I mean, you just look at that upward trend. As a sophomore, he's playing forward, averages 10 points and 3 rebounds. You know, we have to move him to point guard last year. He averages 23 points, 8 rebounds, and 4 assists. I mean, you just see that upward trend continuing to go. And now seeing what we've seen in just the last couple of weeks of how he's taken his game to another level. I mean, I think what makes him so great is he's so coachable. Just an, I cannot say it enough, outstanding young man. His mom has done such a wonderful job of raising him, so she deserves so much credit and all that, because she's been outstanding to work with throughout the whole process. And, you know, our job now is, as a coaching staff, is to get him ready to go into IU as a freshman and play meaningful minutes. I mean, we're not trying to have him, and I told Coach Miller this last night, not trying to have him come in and sit on the bench and just sit there and clap. We, as a coaching staff, our job is to get him ready to come in and contribute right away. And I think that's our job. You know, he's going to go to that next level now, and that's the next step for him.
Jason Delaney, coach at Cathedral, talking about Armon Franklin. Coach, you mentioned Trey Lyles. Obviously, that is probably a sore point with a lot of IU fans, but you have been, in your time at Cathedral and Tech and other places, the coach of college prospects at various levels, a lot of D1 guys, a handful of high-level D1 guys like Trey and like Armon Franklin. With that said, you've had the opportunity, and some of this just comes with being a high school coach, but you've been blessed to have guys that get recruited hard by these coaches. You've had the opportunity to learn, interact, kind of get an insight of the recruiting process and how John Calipari and how Archie Miller and how Matt Painter and how so many other coaches handle recruiting situations. I don't want you to give us your favorite or who, if you were a player, you would pick or which one has stood out the most to you. But if you can, with what you can, share a little bit about Archie Miller's approach and how, as a high school coach, you see him as a recruiter.
You know, you didn't mention some guys and throw C.J. Walker in there who
absolutely went
to Florida State. And now Armon will play against Ohio State, and Trey and Armon. I mean, they all have the same qualities. They were great young men. They were great students. They were great leaders. And they had outstanding work ethics. I mean, there's a reason all those guys play at a high level. It's because they have those intangibles, and they both played – are all those guys played both ends of the floor. And I can't stress to kids enough about, you want to make an impact in a game, you want college coaches to really look at you, play both ends of the floor. And, you know, Coach Miller and his staff, you know, they want to control Indiana. You know, as you can see in the last 2 years, I mean, their 18 class was outstanding. And now the 2019, I mean, now they've got Armon. I know Trace is a huge target, and Keon is a huge target for those guys. And they just, they're selling it with just how they're going to improve guys. And then also about the allure of playing for Indiana basketball. You stay in the state of Indiana, you get to play in front of, you know, friends, family, your home state. And I think that's really selling. And it's momentum. I mean, recruiting is a lot of momentum. So you get those guys to sign, then you get Romeo, and now you get Armon, and hopefully, you know, they get a few more in-state guys, and they all talk, and that's the thing about this class as well. They're all friends. I mean, we finished AAU season at, you know, up in Fort Wayne with Keon, Trace, Armon, Isaiah Thompson, you know, Ethan Watts, John Michael Malloy, who's going to Butler. You know, we finished with some of the top recruits in the state. And, I mean, when they all play together, it's fun to watch.
Absolutely. Jason Delaney of Indianapolis Cathedral, our guest. Coach, congratulations to you. I know you've obviously worked a lot with Armon as well. He's a player on the rise, and I think it was a very pleasant surprise to a lot of people when he committed to Indiana on Thursday night. You've been great, as I said earlier, to have on, not only to talk about Armon Franklin, but some of these other guys that you've had the chance to coach in summer ball as well. Appreciative of the chat. Look forward to following your Indianapolis Cathedral team this upcoming high school season, and I know that we'll talk again here soon.
I appreciate it. I think we might have gained some more fans for Cathedral, at least for this year. And IU fans are going to love Armon Franklin. They're just going to love him as a person and as a player.
All right. We're excited to watch him play for the Irish and follow you guys. We'll talk to you again during the high school season.
Sounds great. Thank you so much again.
Absolutely. Jason Delaney of Indianapolis Cathedral. Always enjoy talking to the high school coaches. These are the guys that are with these players, these prospects, these recruits in the gym. Even right now, don't forget, he's talking about playing games yesterday and Armon Franklin hitting some big shots to win one of their scrimmage games in practice. These are practices going on. Coaches can do what they want with the 2 hours a day, two different days a week, and get the opportunity to actually get in and work on their offenses, work on their defenses, scrimmage, drill, individual instruction, whatever they can dream up. It is now allowed. This is a new thing, not just for basketball, but for a lot of sports, for all sports in the IHSA, even ones that are out of season, obviously, right now. But the chance to start working that last week in August all the way up through the start of the regular season in early November, which is typically when tryouts and practices begin for most schools and have been allowed by the IHSA. So interesting to hear some updates from him, and obviously Armon Franklin on the list now as a future Indiana Hoosier, picking IU over Purdue on Thursday night. We'll head to a commercial break. We'll come back with Kyle Neddenrip of the Indianapolis Star. We'll get his take on Armon Franklin's commitment to Indiana. We'll see if he thinks this can have a positive impact on other 2019 players in the state. Trace Jackson Davis, Keon Brooks. Armon knows those guys. They communicate. They tweet and social media it up together, and we'll see what he thinks about that. Also, we'll talk some football as well with Kyle, and we'll wrap things up and get you set for high school football tonight here for week 4 in Kentuckiana. Back with Kyle Neddenrip after this on a Friday edition of the Hoosier Report with Matt Dennison.
We're back on the Hoosier Report with Matt Dennison.
Let's win this one for all the small schools who never had a chance to get here.
Join Matt Daly at 11 a.m. and 3 p.m. for complete coverage of the Indiana Hoosiers and sports from a Southern Indiana perspective.
Let's win for Coach. You got us here.
Here's Matt Dennison.
And we're back on this Friday show. Kyle Neddenrip of the Indianapolis Star, my guest. And Kyle, we just had on Jason Delaney, coach of Indianapolis Cathedral, to talk about Armon Franklin's decision to become an Indiana Hoosier. And I want to start on that same topic with you. It was a bit of a surprising decision, I think, although because of the delay from the end of his Purdue official visit last weekend until Thursday night, people kind of wondering, is he considering maybe not going to Purdue? Is he considering Indiana stronger than what people had initially thought? And it became clear as the week went on and as that commitment came out last night that Archie Miller, his coaches, and the players, it sounds like as well, did a big job closing the deal with Armon Franklin a few weeks ago when he was in Bloomington.
Yeah, sounds like, you know, once, and I'm sure from what Jason had told you too, that, you know, once he had his visit, you know, felt really solid about it. And, you know, it was kind of a different type of situation where, you know, Indiana wasn't, you know, they were recruiting him, but not necessarily in the lead for him. You know, if you had asked me, you know, 3, 4 months, 5 months ago, you know, you wouldn't have put IU at the top necessarily, but, you know, as we often talk, I mean, recruiting is very fluid and things changed, and they really started liking him more. And Armon, I think, felt more comfortable there. And of course, anytime you can get a kid on campus in Bloomington, that's a good thing. And I think he felt really good about it. And IU, again, you know, we've talked before, Matt. I mean, they've done a really good job recruiting the state, and they're getting one of the top, you know, incoming seniors this season. To go there, and I guess the question now is you know, moves on to Trace Jackson Davis and Keon Brooks, and those are more of national type recruitments. But you know, very good news for IU, and they're getting quite a player. I've seen Armand play a lot, and he just keeps getting a lot better.
Kyle Nedenrip, Indianapolis Star, our guest talking Armand Franklin, his commitment to Indiana. What's next for Indiana? Does the attention have to, I guess, really heat up with Trace Jackson Davis and Keon Brooks? Because Brandon Newman, a similar player between him, so a lot of similarities, let me say, between him and Armand Franklin. Does that recruitment, you think, continue as strong as what it has been, or does Indiana really now just hone in on the two bigger guys, Keon and Trace Jackson Davis?
Yeah, I would think so. I mean, I think you've got a guy, you know, they're both Newman and Franklin are, you know, similar size. They're not necessarily the same type of player. You know, Franklin's probably a little bit more physical, not quite the shooter Newman is, but can drive, he can play, you know, he can handle the ball, he can play both guard spots, he can get to the rim, where Newman, you know, I know he is definitely a really good shooter, and he can do a lot of things too, but they are similar in size, so I think, you know, definitely the intensity, the spotlight, you know, and I know Trace has said, you know, I'm not a sure thing for IU, but I know a lot of people have felt like that for quite a while and you know, felt like IU at least led for him. So, you know, but I get the sense it could be a situation like kind of like Romeo, where Trace decides to play it out through the season and get a better read on things as he gets into the spring. But I think he's sort of the centerpiece of that, and you know, and Keon Brooks in that mix too. I mean, he's just as, you know, just as highly touted. But I think people have had a good feeling about Trace Jackson Davis in the IU camp for quite a while. So I think that'll be the name everybody kind of watches now to wonder when his commitment will come, or if it will come before the November signing period.
Kyle Nedenrip with the Indianapolis Star, our guest. Kyle is always with me on Fridays, a great way to close things out for the week. And want to stay on basketball for a moment and talk about the Indiana All-Stars. Obviously, that series is over with for the summer, and that seems like forever away. We're just wishing for the start of the regular high school and college basketball seasons right now. The All-Star stuff is kind of a bonus when it's all said and done and our state champions crowned and Mr. Basketball's picked and a lot of recruiting decisions out of the way. But with that said, an off-season note worth bringing up, also a local connection there. There's a new games director, someone that will be in charge of helping select the All-Star boys and girls teams to represent Indiana, someone that will be in charge of running the games from behind the scenes, getting the tickets sold, getting the sponsorships, getting everything taken care of, a lot of things that have to be done from an organizational perspective with that series that don't always get put out in the limelight. That's going to be Mike Broughton, former Jeffersonville coach. He was coach of the Red Devils when they won the state championship back in 1993. Coach Sharon Wilkerson, B.J. Flynn, a lot of great Jeffersonville players came from that program during his time. He spent a stint out in Nebraska as an assistant coach to Barry Collier there for a number of years. He has coached a couple different places, most recently been athletic director at Jennings County, so he's always been around Southern Indiana and the Hoosier Hills Conference and keeps a very close eye on all basketball things in the state. So now that he's retiring, this is kind of a perfect matchup for him. He can direct the All-Star series and continue some involvement in a very important way in Indiana basketball.
Yeah, I had a chance to catch up with him yesterday, and actually the night before I was out at the Hall of Fame, the Basketball Hall of Fame picnic, the annual picnic out at Noblesville, and all the coaches were there, and talked to Brock Kuhlman of Valparaiso and some others. Of course, he's happy to have Brandon Newman back at Valparaiso, which quite an addition there. But yeah, Steve Witte was out there as well, and I had a chance to talk with him a little bit about, not about Mike specifically, but kind of the position and all the things Charlie had done. And I knew an announcement was coming fairly quickly. And I think Steve feels good about bringing Mike in. You know, those two, of course, they had coached against each other back in the 90s when Ben Davis was playing Jeffersonville in those big tournament games. But so I think Mike, you know, he's a guy, like you mentioned, has been at a lot of different levels. He's his dad was a coach. He went to games when he was a little kid and kind of always been around the game. good player in high school, you know, played baseball and basketball in college, and then, you know, had a 21-year high school coaching career, and then, like you said, coached with Barry Collier out at Nebraska, and then coached his own team in Oklahoma as an NAIA coach, and has been back here as an athletic director since then. But, you know, I see Mike out at a lot of games, and I know he feels strongly about getting out to a lot of all classification type of games, girls and boys, to see, you know, even if you don't end up selecting a kid, at least you're not waiting until late in the tournament and kind of hoping they advance. He feels strongly that you need to get out early and often and kind of, you know, cut a wide swath and see a lot of kids play. So, you know, I know he talked very highly of Charlie and what Charlie Hall done in the last decade to kind of build the brand back and kind of bring people back into the fold. And I know Mike hopes to continue that. And from talking to Steve, it sounds like, you know, they're going to try to give him more help too, as far as maybe cutting up some of the, you know, the responsibilities, and try to give him a little bit more help as far as, you know, some different things behind the scenes, the fundraising, putting the tournaments together, the shootouts together and things like that. Not sure how all that's going to look exactly, and I don't think they know quite yet, but I think Steve feels good about having, you know, Mike in the fold and what he can do, and I think he's got a passion for, you know, naming the team and getting out and seeing kids play, and I think he'll kind of learn as he goes, but you know, definitely a guy who's been around it a lot, and there's not a lot of, you know, unfamiliar to the landscape of Indiana high school basketball.
And I think a lot of people from this area, glad to see a Southern Indiana guy that will get the opportunity to lead the cause. I mean, we've had this discussion before on this program and off the air. There obviously are going to be players in all corners of the state that get left off from all-star teams and awards and all-state teams and anything you can dream up. That it just happens. There's no perfect formula for anything, and there's no perfect way for media people to see all the different players from the different parts of the state. Obviously, Indianapolis is the central part of the state. A great portion of the population of the state is there. A lot of media there, much more than exists oftentimes in other portions of the state. And so with that, Indianapolis is going to dominate most teams and most awards and most lineups that are out there as far as awards go. But I think a lot of people will take a sigh of relief. Not that Charlie Hall or anyone ever favored specifically any certain part of the state, but just that a Southern Indiana person is getting the opportunity to lead a cause that's been so important to Indiana basketball over the years. I mean, the Indiana-Kentucky All-Star Series, I think it's improved the last handful of years, but it has been so, so meaningful to our landscape of basketball for many, many years, many, many decades.
Yeah, it has, and I think, you know, I know from talking to Mike that he is, and Charlie was too. I mean, he was always, as far as the geography of naming the team goes, you know, you're always going to face criticism and you're going to face, you know, people, including myself, you know, I would tell Charlie every year, it's like, I'm going to name an all snub team. And then after, you know, we'd been working, you know, together for a while, and he's like, he would always tell me he's looking forward to my all snub list, you know, every year. And it just kind of, you know, even writing that, you know, and I think he kind of got it. I think he was maybe a little bit sensitive to it at first, but, you know, I think he came around to say, hey, you know, this is a good, you know, just writing about the games is a good, you know, good PR. It's good, you know, for people to read. You know, and there are deserving kids, and I think he knew that too. It's you can't name, you know, there's every year there's probably five or six kids who, you know, based off positions, based off, you know, different things, could have made it a different year, and there's probably some kids who make it some years who wouldn't in other years. So it's definitely it's tough to pick those kids. It's tough to, you know, tough to know how a team is going to fit together. After the games every year, there are probably a couple kids who you're like, man, that was tough. I mean, their parents were tough to deal with, and that's not every year, but you know, I know from talking to Charlie, they have those discussions even during the week sometimes. But I think in the grand scheme of things, you know, you try to pick the best 12, 13. It's been 13 lately. Not try to worry so much about where you're picking them from. Just make sure you've got what you think is the best team. And I think Charlie did a really good job with that. I think, you know, there were some years where it was a little bit more Indianapolis heavy and some years where it wasn't, you know. And you know, I think he was okay with taking that criticism. I think Mike will be the same. You just got to do what you got to do to pick the best 13 and kind of deal with the criticism that comes from the outside. Knowing you put the time in to, you know, feel confident about the guys or girls that you're putting on the team.
Kyle Nedenrip, Indianapolis Star, our guest, talking Mike Broughton being named director of the Indiana All-Star Games starting immediately for the upcoming summer. I do want to catch a couple football things with you. Obviously, Virginia, Indiana is a big one this weekend we'll be paying attention to. And we had an opportunity recently to talk about some of the recruiting things as far as IU football goes. But on a statewide level, always fun to track high school football. Of course, we're focused locally down here in Clark and Floyd counties with our coverage, such as tonight starting at 6 o'clock, a plug for Kentuckiana Football Fridays. But always keep an eye on as the scores roll in, as the top performers roll in each Friday night, some of those big 6A programs from Indianapolis and from across the state, and some of the predominant powers each and every year in high school football, like a Center Grove or a Columbus East, especially with their lean down to Southern Indiana. But always interesting to see who the next great one is going to be coming from the state on the football side of things. Now that we're 3 weeks in, heading to the middle part of the regular season, any big standouts on a statewide level that IU or Purdue or other football programs from elsewhere beginning to take notice of that have really kind of underscored their abilities here to start this season?
Yeah, there are. There are some guys emerging. Cole Brevard is a defensive lineman, and he was emerging even before the season started, but plays at Carmel. He's a big kid. I'm actually going to write more about him here either next week or the week after, but just a very, very agile for a guy his size, just a, you know, kind of a monster, you know, type of a player. You know, I got to know him a little bit before the season started doing our super team shootout, and he's just a kid who's full of energy and just a kind of a fun guy to be around. And so I want to write a little bit more about him and kind of let people know, you know, kind of who he is. But, you know, from the standpoint of teams and you know, the got maybe surprising a little bit is I'm going to cover the Avon Brownsburg game tonight. Those teams are ranked second and third in the state, and they're not MIC teams, so which is a little bit unusual for those two to be ranked that highly. But Avon's got, you know, of course, Sampson James is going to Ohio State, and they've got a really good defense, you know, guys who have been, you know, playing together for a while. And then Brownsburg on the other side, they've got a guy named Dane Middlebrook, who's also a defensive lineman, who Ohio State has already offered. And I think he's going to be a guy, you know, that we're going to hear a lot more about. Just a really good player. Again, kind of like Brevard from Carmel, just a very agile for his size, strong, big kid. So those are, you know, as we get into the season, there's obviously seniors who haven't committed, like David Bell at Warren Central. His recruitment's still, you know, kind of picking up steam here, and you know, we'll see what he ends up deciding. But you know, you kind of start to see some of the juniors emerge, and you know, guys like Brevard and Middlebrook, you know, those guys are starting to get more interest. You know, so that'll be interesting to see kind of where that shakes out. But defensive line is such a huge deal in college football that you know, sometimes you see those guys get a lot more offers early on than maybe a skill position guy would.
Kyle Nedenrip, Indianapolis Star, helping us wrap up this Friday show. Kyle, great stuff. Enjoy high school football tonight, and we'll catch up again next Friday.
Okay, thanks a lot, Matt.
All right, Kyle, always a great way to wrap up the week with him here on the Hoosier Report. Don't forget, our coverage of high school football tonight begins at 6 o'clock with the kickoff show, part of Kentuckiana Football Fridays here on the Big X. The kickoff show also on 93.9 The Ville. Joining me tonight in the 6 o'clock hour, we'll have, first off, a full listing of the games on both sides of the river. We'll also be joined by John Spears, the voice of St. X football, on the Louisville side to talk about the big Louisville metro area games tonight. Greg Mengelt, sports editor of the News and Tribune. He will be with me tonight in our kickoff show to talk about all the Clark Floyd County teams and the challenges that they have tonight. Also, Kent Taylor of Wave 3 Sports. He joins the program each week as well. Then at 7 o'clock, we'll send you off to our feature games. We'll be going back and forth between New Albany hosting Bedford and Charlestown hosting North Harrison. We'll have call-in reports from other local games. We'll also have score updates consistently throughout the night. So make sure tonight, 6 o'clock, whether you're going to a game, not going to a game, make sure you're with us all evening long on the Big X Sports Radio. When the scores are final tonight, we'll have our scoreboard show with interviews with coaches and media, scores from both sides of the river. We'll give you some highlights as well. And the scoreboard show, not only on the Big X, but also 93.9 The Ville as well. We're covering a lot of ground with high school football each Friday night. Hard to believe we've moved into week four already, and we'll have everything you need to know with two big feature games as far as play-by-play goes tonight on the Big X Sports Radio. Don't forget, if you're out and about, you can catch us on the TuneIn app tonight. It's a free app. Just download that and search Big X Sports Radio. You can also stream us at BigXSportsRadio.com. So if you're at a game, not at a game, no reason you don't stay up with everything going on in Kentuckiana football tonight. As far as the Hoosier Report goes, don't forget you can podcast our shows. They're available on SoundCloud. They're also available on Apple Podcast. If you want to find us on SoundCloud, just point your browser to soundcloud.com/Hoosier Report. Again, soundcloud.com/Hoosier Report. If you want to find us on Apple Podcast, just search the Hoosier Report. You can connect with us there, leave us a rating, leave us a review. That will help us reach others that might be interested in our show. That's going to do it for today. I will be back with you tonight for high school football starting in the 6 o'clock hour, 5-plus hours. I'd say 5 to 6 hours of high school football coverage coming your way tonight on the Big X. And for those of you that don't tune in for that, I'll be back Monday with the Hoosier Report right here on the Big X. Have a great weekend. I'll talk with you tonight or Monday on the Hoosier Report with Matt Dennison.